Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
We will rally around Kurt Warner.
Kurt Warner.
You're a big horse, and you must be ridden every Monday night.
Two-time NFL MVP.
They talk about this, the greatest show on turf, maybe the best offense ever in football.
Super Bowl champion.
Warner to throw. Going deep downfield. Adjusting for it is Isaac Bruce. Touchdown. 73 yards.
Pro Football Hall of Fame.
Not just the NFL Hall of Fame. And I wear that as a badge of honor, because without pro football, in all its forms and fashions, I'm not here tonight.
NFL Network analyst.
Kurt, I give you the floor on what we just...
What a crazy game. I mean, what a great finish. I don't know what Miami was doing at the end of the regulation, going for it on fourth down. Just kick it. Why can't we kick anymore? I don't understand. Just kick it and take the points.
Radio analyst for Westwood One Sports.
Stacey Dales.
We're seeing so much growth from Caleb Williams. You know, I'm in Berlin and just on our rides and whatever I'm doing, I'm around Kurt Warner and just love talking football with him.
Kurt Warner with Spiegel and Holmes on 670 The Score.
Our segment with Kurt Warner is sponsored by Plumbers 911 Plumbing Emergency. Call the plumbing professionals, available 24/7 at 1-833-PLUM-911. Also brought to you by Great Clips. It's going to be great. Kurt Warner now joining us here on the Circa Las Vegas hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. Kurt, thanks so much for joining us. As you can imagine, people in Chicago are extremely happy about the first place Chicago Bears. What does it mean that they keep winning, even if it doesn't always look pretty?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
I mean, that's exactly where you want to be as a football team. When you don't bring your A game, you may not play the best across the board, but you still find ways to make enough plays, make plays in the moment, as we saw the other day. That's what it's all about. You know, we often talk about organizations having to learn how to win. And, you know, what goes into that and guys not getting tight and being able to step up and make plays in those critical moments. And if there's one thing that you can pull from, you know, where the Bears are is they're doing just that. They're finding ways, you know, whether it's the offense last week, the special teams this week. I mean, just finding ways to win these games while they're trying to figure out the process of putting it all together and maybe dominating in some situations. And so I think it's a great sign for what, you know, Ben has brought to the organization, guys buying in, him being able to make the proper adjustments from where they were early in the year to where they're at now. And to be sitting in first place and saying, man, we haven't even, you know, touched what we believe is our best football yet and putting together a complete game. And so I think everybody's got to be extremely excited about where they're at.
Yeah, I think that's well said, and it's exciting to hear it from the Hall of Famer, Kurt Warner, because Caleb is still a work in progress, and that's okay. It's not like we have to have clarity just, you know, viewing it. It's not like the Bears even have to have clarity contractually. Like, it's okay if this takes a little while, and because you still see some of the same stuff, right? Like, as you watch Caleb on a week-to-week basis, you still see some of his challenges, and he's growing from our perspective. What do you see as you watch him?
I think the same thing. I mean, I don't think it was a great game, and not just Caleb. Offensively, I don't know if there was a lot of stuff, you know, available to him at times. You know, he missed some throws. Like, there's some things that you definitely want to see better and get cleaned up. I will say the one thing that jumped out at me in this game, percentage wasn't high, there was some misplay, but he created a lot of positive plays when there wasn't a whole lot. And it's something that you always want, you know, from your quarterback, is that, you know, when things aren't clean and they're not, you know, there, or you don't see it very well, are you making negative plays or are you creating positive plays? And, you know, positive play could be a throwaway. A positive play could be throwing a check down for 2 yards instead of, you know, running around and taking a sack, and making the right decision in the moment when, you know, when things aren't perfect around you. And that was probably what I took from this game in terms of Caleb, you know, maybe more than any other games. And that to me is a sure sign of growth and a sure sign of, again, it's why you win games like this when they're not great and they're not pretty and those things happen, because your quarterback, and, you know, I don't think we talk about it enough. We, you know, when we have athletic quarterbacks that can create the way so many of these quarterbacks can, we'll talk about the plays that they create. What we don't talk about enough, to me, is the negative plays that are also created by the same thing, you know, buying time or wanting to take off too fast, or, you know, wanting to run around and make a play in a bad situation, you know, that leads to a bad sack and the negative hidden yardage that happens with a lot of those guys as well. And so having to balance that out and really, you know, step back and look at it and go, okay, how many great plays did someone make in this game by doing those athletic things? And how many negative plays did they make trying to do those athletic things? And so in this game, just, you know, at times just saying, okay, I'm okay throwing it away. I'm okay, you know, throwing that check down here instead of having to, you know, run around and do all this crazy stuff and try to make this 40-yard throw down the field. Sometimes it's okay just to play the game and make the smart decision, even if that smart decision isn't a wow play.
Kurt, when it comes to dealing with the blitz, in the game against the Giants, there were a couple of moments where it looked like Caleb was looking at the wrong direction of where the blitz was coming from, when it looked like they were showing blitz to the right side. He maybe looked at the left side and then made the throw over to the right side. How long did it take you to get comfortable with understanding hots and getting the ball out and how detrimental that could be to the defense if you do that on time?
Again, this is a tough one because it was something that I was really good at. And it was something that, you know, kind of early in my career, it was kind of presented to me how important that is, you know, knowing protections, knowing who you're responsible for, going up every time I stepped under center and going, okay, what are my answers? If they bring that pressure that, you know, forces me to have to get the ball out, that unblocked guy, you know, where are those answers? And, you know, there's part of this that I believe goes, you know, back even farther than just, you know, this year or the last 2 years with Caleb, is I don't think coaches focus on that nearly as much and nearly enough, in my opinion. And so, you know, I even remember in the old West Coast system, and one of the reasons, you know, I was only in it for a short time in Green Bay, but one of the reasons I hated it was because they didn't really build in hot answers. The hot answers was when you know you're hot, beat it with a throw. Like, you know, find a throw and beat it with the throw. And I'm like, I don't, that's not a good answer. Like, I want to be able to, you know, if they're going to blitz from over here, I want an answer right where they're blitzing from so I can take advantage of the weakness in the defense. And I know exactly what is in front of me. I don't want to turn my back. I don't want to have to make a throw on the backside. But, you know, that's a part of a lot of systems is we are just going to play this way and you've got to beat the pressure with your throw. You know, there's another thing that goes around in the NFL where, you know, where you're trying to pick up every blitz with your offensive line, seeing and reading certain things, or with your back, what I call a running back scan, which means the back's going to start on one side, and if that guy doesn't come, he's going to work all the way to the other side. So we're going to try to take care of, you know, basically the seven interior guys and every blitz. And so a lot of quarterbacks get this false sense of security that, oh, I don't really have to worry about any of these seven guys because our guys will figure out the puzzle. You know, they'll be able to figure it out. And it's impossible in this day and age with all the guys walking up and moving around and seven guys up, eight guys up, at, you know, at the line of scrimmage. And so I think a lot of times quarterbacks are just kind of oblivious to it because they've never been taught, because they're told, don't worry about it. And they go and play, and it leads to so many negative plays. And so I think a lot of it, what I'm trying to say is it really is dependent on, A, what you've been taught, and what is focused on, and what kind of answers a scheme gives you. So, you know, do I have to be aware of that? And if I'm aware of that, you know, where is my outlet? What is the coach doing for me? Or who's going to, you know, come off the line and peek for me so I have a throw? And a lot of these guys aren't taught that, haven't been taught that. It's not focused on at this level. You know, it's more, hey, we'll call a perfect play, or we'll call the perfect protection, you know, so you don't have to worry about that. And then inevitably it comes up and haunts most of these teams almost every week. And I tweet every week, you know, at some point in time after watching film, have a pressure plan. Like I tweet it every week because I see it every single week, even with, you know, the best quarterbacks and the best teams in our league, that it continues to be a problem. And I can't figure out why these quarterbacks or these schemes aren't doing a better job of making that available for their guys. And so just watching Caleb and kind of what, you know, he's been doing, I'm not sure how much he's been taught that. And so I don't think it's as easy as just going, oh, well, it took me 1 year in the NFL. I don't think it's that. I think it's focusing on it. It's talking about it. It's building it in. It's sitting with your coach and, hey, what are we going to do? What if they bring this? What are they going to do here? Or, you know, what are the protections and all of that stuff, as opposed to focusing on what's the play concept, who am I supposed to read on this play? The first step for me is always protections, hots, and answers, so you don't have those negative plays when somebody wants to, you know, heat you up and blitz you.
Last 60 seconds here, Kurt. Aaron Rodgers with a fractured wrist, no surgery. He may try to play. Have you ever played quarterback with a severely damaged left hand, left wrist? How possible is it for Aaron to play?
Yeah, I've played with broken bones in both hands and, you know, whatever, you know, played with the dislocated left elbow where I had to actually hand off, you know, every hand off with my right hand. And so do I think this is, I think it's more than feasibly possible to have an injury on your left hand or arm and play quarterback in the NFL. You know, there's some challenges that could come with it, because, like, do they cast it up? You know, can he hold the football to hand off in that direction? Does he have to do some different things there? But I think it's, you know, it's one of those. As long as it's not going to get worse for Aaron Rodgers, I think there would be a huge, huge chance that he plays with it being to his offhand.
Thank you, Kurt Warner. You're the best, man. Appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, guys. Talk to you soon.
All right.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.